Focus on Health System Reform, presented by the North Carolina Medical Society, Leadership in Medicine. I'm Mike Edwards. In this edition, we look at comparative effectiveness research. Research to compare the effectiveness of different medical treatments of the same conditions is on the upswing, due largely to significant increases in federal funding and the creation of a new public-private institute to steer those dollars. Some contend that comparative effectiveness research is the best way to test and understand what treatments work best for a majority of patients, potentially cutting waste in the healthcare system. However, others warn that patient populations are too complex to be tested comparatively, and that holding patients to uniform standards of care could limit their ability to obtain coverage for unique reactions or conditions. In large part, the debate will be settled by the 21 members of the Patient-Centered Outcomes Research Institute, which replaces the Federal Coordinating Council for Comparative Effectiveness Research under healthcare reform. Members of this institute will be appointed by the Comptroller General at the end of September and will set the agenda for federal research efforts. However, the Patient Protection and Affordable Care Act prohibits this group from issuing practice guidelines or making recommendations for coverage. The Research Institute will receive baseline funding of $10 million in fiscal year 2010, $50 million in fiscal 2011, and $150 million each year from fiscal 2012 through fiscal 2019. The body will also receive substantial funding from fees on health insurance plans and transfers from the Medicare Trust Fund. Watch for updates on this and other provisions of the Patient Protection and Affordable Care Act in the North Carolina Medical Society's Health System Reform Resource Center, which is found at www.ncmedsoc.org. That's www.ncmedsoc.org. Focus on Health System Reform is presented by the North Carolina Medical Society, Leadership in Medicine.